I live my dreams. My dreams are quite wonderful, quite exciting, quite beautiful. I live my dreams, and my dreams make me feel as though I'm the success in everything I do. I live my success in my dreams. And then, as I keep living my success in my dreams, I keep having the attitude of mind that all is in divine order. I keep having the attitude of mind that everything I do is beautiful, is good, is wonderful. And I keep living in my dreams. And you say to me, boy, you are something strange. You're not living in reality. You're not experiencing all that is good and beautiful and fantastic like you should, you know. You can have everything you want if you want to live in your reality. Now, when I live in my dreams, does that mean I'm not living in my reality? Does that mean I'm living in a land of pretend, a land of never will be? Not really. When I live in my dreams, I am living in the reality that this is what is real. This is what I envision. This is what I imagine. This is what is taking place in my heart, in my life, in my being. It's what I really am. And the more I place myself in my dreams, the more I live in my dreams, the more I activate my dreams in every area of my being, the more I will experience them. Now, people who live their dreams are not strange people, are not people who are not real. They're very real. They're very real indeed. And they're the people who live their dreams, and in living their dreams, they are living a very happy, fulfilled life. Now, you don't know it, but in the imagination of every person in the world, every person, in the imagination of every person in the world, our dreams, our visions, our expectations, our desires, are the desires for all fulfillment in every beautiful, fantastic way. Now, that's in every single person that exists anywhere, because that's our modus operandi. That's how we operate. That's the way in which we bring about the experiences that we have in our world. Until we have a dream, we won't have an experience. We won't have a realization. I dream that I go to the farm. I dream that I go to the ranch. I dream that I'd go somewhere, and then I go. I dream that I'd have a friend, and that friend was very meaningful and very wonderful, and I just felt very good about it. And lo and behold, that friend manifests in my world. It's not that they weren't there all the time. It's that until I dreamed that they were there, until I envisioned they were there, until I had that as part of my life reality, they were sort of invisible to me. We have lots of things invisible in our lives that we don't see because we do not dream. We do not dream and visualize the things that are really there and really wonderful in our world. And the minute we start realizing how wonderful things are in our world, then we start happening. We start having these things happening in our life. Now, we've all been taught, don't be a dreamer, you know, put your feet on the ground, be definite, be sincere, be something other than a dream. Well, now, why? Why? Why should I be something other than a dream when a dream is what I really am? Poets are dreamers. Artists are dreamers. People are dreamers who are authors and writers and people who are enjoying putting down their thoughts, enjoying putting down who and what they are because they're just having so much fun. And they think that's just the most wonderful thing in the world. They think that's the most fantastic thing in the world because that's who they are. That's who they always were. And as they are that, they are having fantastic experiences. Today, you can begin to live your dreams. Today, you can visualize your dreams and see them come true in your life. Today, you can have the most wonderful, fantastic dreams that ever could be had. And they're yours. They're yours right now. you can experience them, and you are experiencing them. From the time we're born, a little child begins its life, an infant begins its life as a dreamer. The little child thinks, dreams, that he has enough food to eat. He thinks, he dreams, he has his pants changed. He thinks, he dreams, he has friends. He thinks, he dreams, he has toys. All these things don't mean a thing to him because he has not visualized them, dreamed them to fulfillment. And when he dreams them to fulfillment, then he not only has these things, but he enjoys these things, he lives these things, he finds them to be very wonderful and very fulfilling. Now, when you can start saying to yourself, I live my dreams. When you can start saying to yourself, my dreams are wonderful. When you can start saying to yourself, the dreams that I have are the reality of my life. Now, the dream, and this may sound mundane, but the dream says, I'm thirsty, I want a drink of water. And you provide yourself with a drink of water without even thinking about it. You don't even think of getting a glass and finding water somewhere, or getting a sink, or getting a faucet, or getting a river or a lake or something. You don't even think about that. You don't even think of that. You think about it only when you have it. And when you have it, then you think that was your first thought. You think that was your first thought because that's when you had it. But your first thought was long before that. Your first thought was your dream. Your first thought was your ideal of having the very thing you wanted. Now, when a dog stands before a lake and he says, I think I'll have a drink. He doesn't say, I'm thirsty. He doesn't say, I need that water. He doesn't say, I'm going to visualize it, I'm going to dream it. He just does it. Now, he knows exactly what to do when he gets a drop of water on his nose. When I take my dog for a walk and I want to have him have a drink before we go for a walk so he'll be comfortable, I put a drop of water on his nose from his water dish. And, oh yeah, and he goes down and he drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks. So he had never had a drink of water in his life and he has to make up for it. But he drinks and drinks and drinks. And his dream is his reality. I know practically what is beneficial for my dog. I know practically what is beneficial for things in my life, and I take care of it because I have been there, done that, and I understand that. Now, my dog, if he were to think ahead a little bit, he would think, well, now I should have a drink before I take a walk because on the walk, I'm going to be thirsty. On the walk, it's kind of dry in the high desert here, and I won't have anything to drink until I come back. And yet, as he takes a walk, he takes a walk and he drains and he empties himself out several times. And you think, hey, you need that water in you. But he doesn't. Because he has his dream, he has his visualization, he has his realization, the water will be there. We all are like that. Simple, mundane idea, but that's what it's all about. We are dreamers, and we live our dreams. Now, when Rex is ready for his drink, he looks for it, and he goes out and he knows where to find it. When I think ahead, and my dream is a more intellectual, mature dream, you might say, I think it would be good for him to have a drink before we take a water. And so that's my dream, and then instantly I know right where the water is. If it's not there, I put it there. And I take care of it, and I make it wonderful, because I have put the cause in motion to live my dreams. And I teach my dog that he's living his dream, although I don't say, hey, Rex, you're living your dream. He's living his dream, because that is how life goes on. That is how we live. We always live our dreams. Now, when we wisely live our dream, when we intelligently live our dream, when we live our dream with foresight, with imagination, then our dreams are more readily to come true, more readily to be fulfilled in our life. Do not poo-poo at your dreams, because your dreams are your reality. And your reality is always right now for you here. And as you live your dreams, your life is fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Join me in living my dreams. You live your dreams. And we will realize that whatever we desire, we think about it, we visualize it, we let it go, and we realize it. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.